back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Would you like to go ahead and introduce today's MVP?
I would love to. All right, so this is obviously, the music gives it away a little bit, but today, the most valuable person on the planet for Wednesday, July 18th, 2018, Vincent Valenzuela. Vincent, of course, the Jeopardy contestant who gets to go back on the show because Jeopardy, in its longstanding history, has always been accurate, has always been buttoned up, but in this case, they had a typo in the answer.
They blew it.
And they blew it. Vincent Valenzuela from Wheaton, who is also works in Rolling Meadows, is getting a second chance at Jeopardy, thanks to the typo.
Do we have what happened on the show? Play for me, Joe, if you would, a little bit of the show.
To law enforcement, KAs are known these potential accomplices the suspected bad guys hang out with. Vincent. Michelle O'Brien. What are known associates? The other four-letter word not acceptable.
Yeah, that's where he swore. Which
I feel like Alex. I feel like Alex was going to just go over and just wash Vincent's mouth out with soap. Ladies and gentlemen, the MVP, the proud Wheatonite. It's Vincent Valenzuela. You potty mouth. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
I am anxiously waiting to go to work, sort of.
So here's the deal. The guy you lost to apparently won $36,000?
A lady, actually.
Oh, it was a lady. $36,000.
Yes. She's, wait a minute. So, yeah, I think that's how much she's got after 3 days now. She was also the champion on Monday. I don't have cable, so I'm not really sure. I have to watch it on YouTube the day after.
So, well, maybe if you win a little money, you can get yourself cable. I feel like maybe she owes you some cash because the show screwed up.
I think the show was actually pretty fair about everything. I mean, it was an honest clerical error, and as soon as they realized what had happened, basically right after taping ended, they came up. They said, we saw the screen, we saw your answer, we realized why you changed your answer, and just to be fair, we have to invite you back. So,
are you? Were they disappointed
they
had to invite you back? Were they like snippy professors? Oh, I guess you get a retest.
Nah, the people that run the show are really, really concerned about the contestants. I mean, they have people there at all times to make sure you're relaxed, you're comfortable. They were really gracious about it.
What do you mean by that? Like Alex Trebek gives you a shoulder massage? What do they do to keep you relaxed and comfortable?
Oh, man, if Alex Trebek gave me a shoulder massage, that'd be the best thing ever because I'm like the hugest fanboy. But
well, here's
they weren't snippy at all. They were just really positive about the whole thing, I guess.
By the way, all this is on the air. Now, Dave, your daughter.
I will try to control my potty mouth then.
Dave, your daughter won on Jeopardy.
Yes, she did.
How much did she win?
She won $10,000. That was college Jeopardy. But what Vincent's saying is true because during breaks in the taping, they'll go and they have producers who will go out and, correct me if I'm wrong, Vince, I assume they did this with you. They'll kind of, if somebody's struggling, they'll give them a little pep talk during a break.
What, and, like a locker room talk?
Well, I mean, it's at least they did with the college Jeopardy. I don't know if they do it every day.
Did you
day.
Get a pep talk, Vincent?
Yeah, pretty much. They came out. They made sure we were okay. We needed water. Were we nervous? If anyone was being a little bit too stiff, they encourage them to be a little more animated and look like they're having a good time. So.
Yeah, sure. Producers doing their jobs. After you said the S word, what did Alex say to you?
Something along the lines of that is not the known four-letter word we're looking for.
I heard that part on the show. What did he say to you off the air?
Honestly, I was so stressed out and everything's such a blur that I can't remember.
Vincent, are you worried going back in? Because obviously you taped this in March. They aired it just recently. Are you worried that that Alex will give you beef that you're back?
I'm not really worried about it. I kind of hope he remembers. He's seen thousands of contestants. It would be nice to be one of the ones that stuck out.
Here's a question that came up for you. This slang term for an environmentalist is literally true of groups that use passive resistance versus deforestation, as in India in 1973. Oh, who doesn't know that?
apparently, I didn't that day.
Well, we're excited for you to go back next week and tape. It's July 23rd, right? That's next Thursday?
Next Monday, actually.
Oh, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Well, would you remind me to get a calendar?
I will.
It's Monday,
proud, buddy.
I hope it's Monday. That's because I'm flying out on Sunday.
Well, we're excited for you, and you may not know this, but Dave told me Alex Trebek likes a big hug right before the show and a reach around and a little goose.
No, I'll give him at least the first one, maybe.
Well, everybody in Wheaton's going to be watching, so we're going to watch too. Get out there and win some money.
All right. Thanks, guys. It was great talking to you.